We continue our learning. Leilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Urush and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Trumos Perek Dal Mishnah Test. This is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. We remind ourselves that we had three opinions in the previous Mishnah when it comes to the different, when I have different colors, let's say, or different shapes get mixed together, whether or not, let's say, take the white and the white and the black figs, whether or not I can use that whole mixture of 150 white, 50 black to nullify or not. And the last opinion in the Mishnah was that of Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Akiva says like this: if I know the color of the fig, let's say, or the shape, we'll talk about the color, I know that it was a white fig that fell in, then ein malo zuzu. Then they cannot nullify because I only have 50 white figs. But if I don't know what fell in, I don't know if it was white or black, then I can use the 100 figs, 50 white, 50 black, to nullify this. So the Mishnah Pates here explains this. Ketzad, how do we understand Rabbi Akiva? Chamishim te'enim ushchoros. Vachamishim levanos is exactly what we're talking about. I have 50 black, the chulin, in the right, the chulin that I have, the non-truma, I have 50 black figs and 50 white figs. Nafla shchora, if a black fig I know fell in, shchoros asuros, so the shchoros are going to be prohibited. Vahalavanos mutaros, and the white ones will be permitted. This is Rabbi Akiva's opinion, which agreed with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Nafla levana, levanos asuros, shchoros mutaros. And if a white fig fell in, so the white ones are prohibited, and the black ones are permitted. So that is, that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion, also Rabbi Eliezer. But, b'she'eino yodua manafla, but if you don't know what fell in, malo zo ezo. Here Rabbi Akiva is lenient and says they will nullify one the other, as we explained in the previous Mishnah. Uvezo, says our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, machmir, Rabbi Yoshua mekil. And in this case, Rabbi Eliezer is strict, as we said, and Rabbi Yoshua, who was the Tanakama, was lenient. Rabbi Yoshua allowed 100-to-1 ratio, includes both the white and the black. It doesn't matter that I don't know what fell in. Doesn't matter if I do know what fell in. According to him, I'm allowed to be lenient. Rabbi Eliezer is strict and says, no, if I don't know what fell in, then the entire thing is prohibited. So now we're in Perek Dalet Mishnah Yod, which continues and says, but uvizo, but in the following case we're about to mention, Rabbi Eliezer Mekil, Rabbi Yeshua Machmir. Rabbi Eliezer will take a lenient opinion, as opposed to taking a Machmir opinion in the previous case, and Rabbi Yeshua will take a strict opinion, as opposed to taking a lenient opinion. And we'll have to see why they switch. Bidores, what's the case? Bidores litrakzios alpi hakad ve'eno yodea ezohi. What happened here? A litra is just a measure, is a weight measure. We're talking about a case where I have a litrakzios, or dried figs. We're talking about figs, and we're talking about dried figs that were pressed into a container, into a jug. And now what he's doing, they're already inside this container, and the person is now pressing truma figs on top of them at the mouth, at the opening of the jug. Okay, that's what people did. They pressed the dried figs in. So what happened? I have litra ktzios. I have this certain measure of ktzios of dried figs on top, I'll pee on the mouth of the pitcher, on the mouth of the container, where what's underneath it are pressed chulin. And I have the truma on top. But I don't know ezohi, right? I don't know in the mouth what happened here. So I press this litra, this measure, weight measure of dried truma figs into the mouth of a jug which had dried chulin figs. But I don't know in the mouth of which jug of chulin figs I press them. I have a lot of jugs of chulin figs. On the mouth of one of them, I know I pressed truma, but I don't know which one. So what do I do now? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, here Rabbi Eliezer is going to be, as we're saying, is going to be lenient. He says, Rowin Osun Ki Ilu Hein Prudos. Those who learned first Perek HaMaseches Beitza may remember this Mishnah. A person, what should we do? So even though the Truma figs, we know they're on the mouth, on the opening of one of those containers. Nonetheless, we view them ki'ilu hein prudos, as if the truma figs are separate, and they're spread throughout that jug. I know they're really on the top, but make believe the entire jug is a mixture. And, says Rabbi Eliezer, because of that, v'hatachtonos malos eso elyonos. And what happened? He says, and we assume that the lower figs in the jug will nullify that litra of truma figs that's on top, and we have a bittul. What's the case? So we're talking about we have a several jugs, we said, and each jug has, let's say, 100 litra of chulin. So Rabbi Eliezer says like this, even though the lower figs in each jug, right, we know are for sure chulin, nonetheless, they can be counted towards the 100 litra of chulin that I need to nullify the truma that's on top. So even if there are less than 100 jugs around of definite chulin, one litra, what do? I take one litra out from one of the top to the tops of one of the jugs, and the rest of the figs of all of them can be eaten. Now, why is Rabbi Eliezer lenient here when it came to the figs, the fresh figs or whatever they are, the white and the black? He was not. So he says like this. He says, well, Mido, right? Truma, right? Now, well, let's say, previously Rabbi Yeshua was lenient because he figured like this. You know why I'm allowed to count all of the figs black and white? Because anyway, midoraisa truma is batel berov in a majority. So here I have the right to be lenient. So why was Rabbi Eliezer? So that makes sense why Rabbi Eliezer would be lenient over here as well. So why was Rabbi Eliezer machmir over there? Because Rabbi Eliezer felt that when if the chulin figs look very differently, so how could you possibly view that as a mixture? Here, all of the dried figs of the litra ktzios are all the same, right? They're all They're all dried figs. They look the same. Here, Rabbi Eliezer will hold that we can be lenient. Ah, so the question is, why is Rabbi Yeshua machmir here? Rabbi Yeshua omer lo ta'ale achi yusha me'akadim. Wow, says Rabbi Yeshua, I need 100 jugs of chulin of litra of dried figs. And then it could be male, then it can nullify that litra ktios. I basically have to view that jug as if the whole thing is truma. I can't view the figs that are on the bottom of the jug that are chulin, that are going to nullify the top, because I don't know which jug has the truma. So Rabbi Yeshua says only the figs in the mouths of the jugs of the other ones, right, count towards the chulin you need. I can't view I can't assume that the chulin in that jug that has the truma can nullify anything. So if I have 101 jugs in total, then those figs will nullify the truma that's on the mouth of one of those jugs, which we don't know which one it is. If not, the truma is not nullified, and the figs, we keep in mind, not all the jugs, the figs in the mouths of every jug, in the opening, in the top of every container, is going to be forbidden. The lower figs are going to be okay, because we know those are not truma. Now, Rabbi Yeshua was lenient in the case of the colors, and here is more strict, right? Why is that so? So the answer is, because he feels that here, the truma figs are separate from the chulin. They're not mixed together. I know it's on the mouth. I know it's on the top of the container. So how could you assume, it's all mixed together. I can assume that everything's mixed together. You know, within one jug, it can nullify it. That's where Rabbi Yeshua is going to be strict here. And that's why you need me'akadim, 100 jugs. And that will then nullify that one jug, wherever it is, that has one litra of truma on its mouth.